Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'm going to be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre, unique, I would say definitely different experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. Paul, we don't know what we're doing. Just, we have no idea, do we? Zero. Nothing.
Not a clue.
We have no idea what's going to happen, which makes things much, much more fun. And then ultimately in the deep, deep, deep crevice of our hearts, we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one Tootsie Roll. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. I got a couple of real good ones I hope everybody enjoys. But better yet, I got personal revelations of my life's insanities. Why does everybody like that? I don't understand. Is it misery loves company, or they just like to laugh?
It makes my insanities seem less insane, so that's why I like them.
Well, that's making me feel much better. Thank you so much. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use but probably won't. We're cheap, and we just don't want to pay.
I need about $3.50.
Don't want to pay it. Humor that will force you to think, okay, what's this guy really doing on the radio? Does he really have information about Salem Corporate? You will never know. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Just turn on the television. You should know just by that. Asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we do have a Daily Double. Listen to these two. These are really, really good. Ready? These are two good ones. Two good ones. I like it when I get two good ones. Here's the first one. Here's the life's question right here. Why is the time of day with the absolute slowest traffic called rush hour? Oh, my goodness. What a great question that is. And then number two, if the professor on Gilligan's Island can make a radio out of coconut shells, why can't the guy plug a hole in a boat? These are questions we want to know, don't you? Good. Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
That's a good one right there. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. You know, your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, man, wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're starting with personal insanities.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola. Have you noticed when the weather changes, so does your problem with insects and maybe even rodents in your home? They don't like the cold, they don't like the rain, but they sure do like the warm, dry nooks and crannies of your home. I know, as a mother, how awful it feels to discover insects or rodents in your home. So I make sure that our specialists respond to your call for help. We're here to keep those unwanted guests out of your home. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. And our termite control is legendary. We provide complete pest control using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods at very affordable rates. Call us at Ecola for a free estimate of complete pest control. 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial pest control. Call us, Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. KPRZ is going to beat Black Friday by putting aside Monday, November 25th as our one-day sale on all our Christmas tuitions.
Wow! That's a low price!
That's right. All day, November 25th, sign on to KPRZ.com and you can buy a whole year's worth of tuition for that special student at a Christ-centered school for a half price.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
We'll even present you with a gift wrap gift certificate that you can place under the tree for that special child.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa here? I know him.
So this year, forget about the malls and log on to KPRZ.com on Monday, November 25th for our one-day half-price tuition sale.
If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life and it can happen to you.
And Merry Christmas from all of us at AM 1210 KPRZ.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, people, you have to know what email is by now. If you don't know what email is, if you're a little older and you're not sure, ask your son or your daughter or your grandchild or your great-great-grandchild, or for those that are really at the maximum, your great-great-great-great-great-grandchild. Okay. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Quick check of the weather. Yuck. Quick check of the traffic. Yuck. Okay, got that. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Zero Res. Now, here's the thing about Zero Res. Don't forget. They use scientifically proven empowered water, blah, 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 blah. Hey, guess what? I used Zero Res on the carpet at my house, and it worked, period. Hey, guess what? KPRZ, they use Zero Res. Hey, guess what? KCBQ, they use Zero Res. You need more? Fine. Call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Their offer right now is two rooms, $99. Now, watch this. A can of food donated to a local food bank, then you get a 10-foot hallway on top of that, plus you get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. So it's not wet and jet. Thank you very much. It's real carpet work. It's real cleaning, and they do an excellent job. That's what you gotta know. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Not to be outdone by anything else that we ever do on this show. Which kind of leaves it wide open, pretty much, doesn't it? I mean, is it kind of like a wide open slate at that point?
I still have no idea what's going on in this show.
That's cool. You know, we've been doing this show for like a year and what, a couple of weeks? Like a year and 2 weeks or a year and 3 weeks? People call up and go, what are you guys doing?
I just finally got the open figured out.
Wait till I change it. our very own Kevin. Kevin, you want to say hi to the mic? You want to? Can we put Kevin on real quickly?
Hello.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good.
What's news? What's happening? You got a couple of days coming off. You're going to be taking off on Monday, kind of chilling?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah, I'm going to go meet up with one of my college buddies, one of my groomsmen. So, you know, we're tight. All my friends that have moved to Northern California or even beyond that, even to, I think I got my, but two of my best friends decided that California wasn't for them. One moved to Oregon, the other moved to Idaho. So, they're all coming to town for the holiday. So, wow. I'm going to be hanging out with some friends.
Now, I had a little birdie tell me. Little birdie, that your birthday is on Sunday.
That is correct.
And you will now be 3.5 decades old.
Yep.
Wow.
So I don't like it when you put it that way.
That's kind of a, I know, every time I think over a half a century. What? I'm what? Anyway, I just prefer to go to the one or two after the half a century mark anyway, or at least that's my mental capacity. I've made you a top 10 list of the top 10 Kevins that I consider to be out there. Now, it's not necessarily your top 10 list.
Okay.
Okay. But it's going to be RoboPaul's on my top 10 list. And the reason it'll be RoboPaul's top 10 list is because he will absolutely agree with number one, even though you might not. Number 10.
Is it a breakfast food?
You should ask me before you drug me into this.
You're already in it. And number 10, Kevin Blankenship, a baseball player. And the reason that I chose him is my psych teacher in college was named Blankenship. She's the one that asked me to leave class when I said, if Freud's theory is wrong in point 2 out of 20 points, does that then disarray the entire theory for the rest of it? And she goes, yes. She goes, why do you ask? I said, so if the second thing he said is wrong, is that that we're done? She asked me politely to leave the class and then asked me not to return. Number 9, Kevin
Smith. Higher education, that's the best.
It is high education. Anyway, number 9, I got you, Kevin Smith. Okay. That's not bad, right? Right. Number 8, tell me what you think of this one, RoboPaul. Kevin Nealon.
Oh.
Come on, Kevin Nealon. He's a lot of, you know, Saturday Night Live guy. That's all right.
He wasn't bad.
Not wasn't bad. Here's this one. This one's a good one. Number 7, Kevin Spacey.
Okay.
Another big one, right? Another big one. Can't top
what's
this guy.
What's in a box?
Number 6, Kevin Klein. You got to like Kevin. You don't like him from...
A Fish Called Wanda.
That was funny.
What was it? Dave?
Yeah, the Dave movie.
Yeah, that's about all... He's in that new movie, right? Didn't he just do the movie with all the old guys, the old guy version Hangover?
Oh, the Hangover old movie people, yeah. Where they all go up there and they're all really old. And yeah. When they're moving around, they're going, wow, what sound was that? And everybody's going, what sound was that? I know what you're talking about. Here's number 5. I think you'll agree with this one. Kevin McHale, Boston Celtics.
That is a great one.
That is a great one.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
This is the second one I don't know that you're talking about.
Number 4, Kevin Garnett.
Okay.
Also the Boston Celtics.
Not probably as, not as famous as Kevin McHale, I would say. No way, right?
Currently, yes, but in the grand scheme of basketball, right. McHale's top.
All right, here we go. Number 3, Kevin Bacon.
Oh, okay. I was expecting that to be number 1 there.
Oh, no.
He's the only one with a game named after
him. All right. How about this one? Number 2, Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Come on. How big is Kevin Costner, right?
I have an autographed Kevin Costner and a personalized Robin Hood picture somewhere.
There you go. That and Dancing with Wolves?
Waterworld, man.
Waterworld. Isn't Dancing with Wolves the one that was like 19 hours?
Yeah. Okay. I finally saw The Untouchables recently.
Oh, that's a good movie. All right. So here it is. Number 1, not according to Kevin, but according to us, the number 1 Kevin for Kevin's birthday for Sunday being 3.5 decades old. Only a few will understand this. Kevin Sorbo.
Nice.
Hercules. You got to love Kevin Sorbo. I mean, is that a good one?
I'm okay with that.
All right. That's your list. Here. You want to keep your list?
I'm going to go frame it and put it at my desk, or at least put a tack on it.
I'm sure you'll put a tack on it. That's good. Anyway, we want to make sure to wish you a happy birthday, sir, and congratulations to you on all the great work that you do here. After Spoons, how's that going? The Kevin with After Spoons are going good?
I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
A lot of great local programming, so always fun to be featuring local ministries and local talent. So that's always something that I enjoy. I mean, I like our national ministries, not gonna knock them, but it is always good to be able to feature locals and just connect, make that deeper connection to San Diego.
Yeah, the personal connection is nice. Okay. You want to stick around for this or are you going to go? I don't know. You don't have to stay. I mean, I know you got you're kind of off now.
Do you want me to hang out?
You can do whatever you want. I'm going to do a whole story on the insanity in my life. So, it's up to you. I mean, he's leaving. That'll tell you everything you want to know about my life. Here it goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm operating, by the way, RoboPaul, on about 3 hours of sleep. So I'm operating on 3 hours of sleep. Now, unlike you, who is under 30, when you get 3 hours of sleep and you're over 50, it's painful. It's very painful. So you say to me, Dave, why? Go ahead and ask me why.
Why is that, Dave?
Thanks, RoboPaul. I appreciate that. I appreciate you asking me. It is the question would be, is it the disturbing trend of anti-Christian media? Is it the government that seems to be bopping in and out left and right? Is it the lousy play of the Chargers? By golly, is it the rising cost of fuel? Is it the inability for me to see the sunsets in the new place that we're living at because it's raining and there's so many clouds you can't see the sun? Hello, Seagate condominiums. Or is it the overall pressure of finances in general as each one of us goes paycheck to paycheck or tries to do a little better? Is it any of those things, my friend? No. 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 Bad dog. It's the dog. It's the dog, Levi. Let's look at the breakdown. I have about 3 minutes to do it, so I got to do this quickly. Ready? Watch this. You think that's funny? Watch this. 9:45 p.m., we go to bed, and the dog is at the end of the bed. No problem. 12:30 a.m., the dog hops off the bed, shakes like he just got out of the pool, then hops back on the bed. 12:35 a.m., the dog leans his whole body mass, all 60 pounds, no fat, on me, sleeping dude, and on my legs. 12:36, sleeping dude, me, moves the dog off the legs and puts the dog at the end of the bed. 12:36 and 30 seconds, the dog gives the sleeper, me, the how dare you move me, I'm going to stare at you for the next 3 minutes until you feel uncomfortable look. 12:39, the dog relocates again. It's okay. 2:15, the dog thinks it's time to get up and go to the bathroom, so he gets down off the bed and pushes his face into the sleeper's, my face. 2:16 a.m., the sleeper is startled. Well, the dog poked me in the head with his nose. You would be startled. 2:16 and 30 seconds, the sleeper, me, yells at the dog. 2:17, the sleeper's wife starts to move around and tussle. Uh-oh. 2:18 a.m., the sleeper, me, pulls the dog by the collar and makes him get back up on the bed. 2:19 a.m., the dog gets on the bed again and again lays on the sleeper's legs. It's like, what? 2:20, rinse and repeat the previous scenarios. That's what it is. 5:31 a.m., the dog thinks the sleeper is playing with him to take him out for his morning walk. 5:31 and 30 seconds, the sleeper is considering a stuffed animal or a cat. How about that? You can't top that. That's called top-notch entertainment and education together. You're listening to the Sorry, you're listening. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I've got some stories that is gonna—they're just gonna make your nose run.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
If you own a home or need a bigger one, or you need to downsize, this is the best time to get your home sold, and here's why. It's a seller's market. You're in control with more buyers than homes for sale. If you need to buy another home, home buyers will accommodate you. Repairs needed? That's okay. No worries. We'll take it anyway. Buyers just want a house. So what happens when rates continue to rise? Fewer buyers, less urgency, and suddenly multiple offers turn into one. Maybe. And they want everything. Or they'll just buy the neighbor's house.
Rebecca Austin, president of New Team Realty and KPRZ Real Estate Expert.
If you're considering selling your home or you just want to know how much your home is worth, here's the next step. It's easy. Just text the word AMEN to 313131, and I'll send you a professional appraisal worth $400 as well as a net sheet so you know how much you have at closing. Text the word AMEN to 313131.
Rebecca Austin is always available to assist you with your home buying and selling needs at newteamrealty.com or by calling 760-231-8150.
NMLS number 01849913.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market rose again today with the Dow Jones average and the S&P index ending at record highs. The Dow was up 54 points today at 16,064 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ about 22 points higher at 3,991, and the S&P index up about 9 points at 1,804. All three of the major indexes higher again on this Friday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritances. issues, and of course, retirement income planning. Call me to schedule your free consultation together at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Get a monthly car payment you can afford. At Pacific Marine Credit Union, you can get a loan for as low as 1.5% annual percentage rate for 60 months. For complete details, visit pmcu.com and save your green at Pacific Marine.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Friends, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. The segment brought to you by E. Cola, Termite, and Pest Control, and our very good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as
the Termite Lady.
E. cola uses micro... That's so funny. E. cola uses microwave electrogun patented E. cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And because they're 30 years old, which is actually older than Robopol. I mean, that's just amazing. You know, but for 30 years old, you're doing 29, you're doing pretty good, dude. Doing pretty good. You just call, because that age difference, they're running a special. $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. All you do is call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. Or you go to. Is co like go? I don't know. It's similar, isn't it? One's C and one's G. CG. I don't know. GC. Go. All right. You go to E. cola. Termite.com, E-C-O-L-A, termite.com. Or again, you call 800-332-BUGS. Don't forget, Sue, our very own Sue, has a show here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m., an inspirational show you get to listen to. So she'll be on tomorrow. The key, $50 off any initial pest control, $100 off any termite work from E. cola, termite, and pest control. So that is an excellent opportunity. Okay, folks, we want to get right to the heart of things. So I got Robopol standing by for the big sound thing. Here it is, but not quite yet, because I have to tell you that besides this being the anniversary of the passing away of C.S. Lewis, so we're going to be talking to Russell Shubin about that at the top of the hour. Besides that, This is also the day that Blackbeard the Pirate was killed off the east coast of North America. Also the day Mount St. Helens in Washington State erupted in 1842, by the way. The ashes went away as far away as 48 miles. It was also the day that SOS was adopted in a distress signal. And as we're going to talk about now, the day, the anniversary where John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, was assassinated while riding in a motorcade in Dallas. That's the story we want to talk about right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, I know you think you've heard every possible theory in the world on JFK. I know you thought you've heard everything before. I know you thought, man, I've heard everything before. There's no new conspiracy theory I can come up with that I can think about regarding JFK and his unfortunate demise. And the bottom line to that is you're wrong. There is yet a new theory that has been proposed today. I mean, literally today, all this time. All right, here's the theory, folks. Ready? The Washington Post, who else, has come up with the ultimate new conspiracy theory regarding the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Here's what they put in one of the bottom lines on their paragraphs, top paragraph. The Tea Party killed JFK.
You mean the Tea Party that didn't exist 50 years ago?
No, wait, hold on, let me finish. The Tea Party killed JFK. That's why we played that back in time. So I want to make sure everybody understands. The Tea Party, of course, was formed in 2009 after the 2008 elections. 2009. Now, what is this, 2013? Okay. Now, not making light of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, but making light of people like the Washington Post and extreme Democrats who've lost every possible cranium capacity they have between the left and right lobe that does receive sound decimals. Did you get that? We figured out how they came up with this theory, ladies and gentlemen. The Tea Party killed JFK, according to Washington Post, because they went back in time. So here's what they did. Apparently, they were watching Family Guy, and they got Stewie Griffin's time machine, and the Tea Party all got in there, all of them. Not some of them, all of them. And they all went back in time, and they are the ones that are responsible. That's the new conspiracy theory. Here's the problem. Here's the problem, and I want to be honest about it. Here's the problem. One, they didn't take out Disco. What happened? How did you miss that? And then number two, they didn't eliminate the commercialization of tofu. Now, first of all, if you're going to go back in time, we all know you got to take Disco out. Got to go. Bye. And secondly, we also know the commercialization of tofu, that's not even funny. That's just sad that it's even commercialized. You recognize, right? It's not real food, right? You know that, right? But Dave, I like tofu. Congratulations. Okay, that's all I got for that one. In addition to that, I want to say our next soundbite's relatively also important because it has to do with a very important element. Please play the next soundbite. All right, now why did we play that soundbite? And some of you are going, that's very familiar. What's that too? What's the sci-fi movie? That's just not a sci-fi movie. That's from Police Academy. You're thinking, why did you play Police Academy? Have you lost your mind? Oh, long before I did this job. Way before. Are you kidding? I got three kids that are almost, are you nuts? Why did we play Police Academy? Because in Oklahoma City, guess what the police did? Somebody found something, so they made sure they x-rayed it. You know what it was?
It was a burrito. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. It was a burrito. Now, what they said was the burrito looked suspicious. I don't even know. I can't even do a noise to that. I don't know what to do with that.
I've eaten a lot of burritos in my time. Some of them look pretty suspicious, but I still ate them. I didn't need to x-ray them.
I think it's suspicious once you eat them, not before you eat them. Okay? That's kind of how I feel. The burrito caused a minor scare in Oklahoma City. The police said after a man brought the foiled wrapped object in for analysis. That's not the problem. I want to make sure you understand what the problem is. Right now in Oklahoma City, right now, there's a dude running around asking all these people, have you seen my burrito? Have you seen my burrito? There's a guy walking around shaking people down going, did you take my burrito? Did you take my burrito? In the meantime, the burrito is at the police station under an x-ray machine. Because why? Well, it's a burrito. You know, I don't know. Are they looking for an explosion when it goes in your mouth or out of your mouth? I don't know what they're looking for. Apparently, burritos are on the very careful list now. I don't know. I can't help you. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We have a special guest with us. And that's going to be very cool. We have Dr. Stephen J. Nichols joining us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. And we're going to take this short break right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss the next segment.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Holiday travel means getting to the airport 2 hours before your flight. This year at San Diego International Airport, it's a whole new experience. Grab a little latte and massage. Pick up last-minute gifts with shopping, dining, and easy parking. Happy holidays from San Diego International Airport.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great, and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Joey, E-Cole is here with their heat treatment.
And they got their electro gun over there.
Wow! And we can't run across the borate field. What are we going to do?
Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. Oh, this is it, though.
You've got that right, Joey. When E-Cola arrives, there's no place a termite can hide. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E-Cola. Our inspectors know how to find and eliminate termites in your home by using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E-Cola heat, electro gun, and other non-chemical along with traditional treatments. You won't hear termites talking or singing ever again when E. coli is around. Right now, new customers get $100 off any termite work. So call us for a free home estimate, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
I got a bad feeling about this.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us is Dr. Stephen J. Nichols, and we're going to talk to him because he has written a book called Peace, Classic Readings for Christmas, and we've been talking about this all along, how that there's not a lot of great Christian Christmas interjection going on. There's a lot of worldly stuff going on, not a lot of Christian stuff going on. Dr. Stephen, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's my privilege to have you, sir. So I've been looking at your book, and I just want to tell everybody, I don't typically do this, but I'm going to do this time. If I'm putting a personal value on, this book's got to be $100. It's got to be over $100. This is a nice, nice book. This is,
well, thanks
this
for
beautiful.
That. Yeah, yeah. The good folks at Ligonier Reformation Trust, they just did a wonderful job for the artwork and the layout, and it's got a ribbon marker. I've never had a book with a ribbon marker before, so.
Let me ask you, we're going to be giving away, by the way, one of your books. I mean, it's our privilege to do it, but whoever receives this when we give this away, man, that's a real gift for sure. Talk to me about this book, because the book is a book of Christmas liturgy with an important message for us, for our families, and about the identity as Christ followers. Talk to me about that and the message.
Sure. The book was designed as a coffee table book. You can sort of pick it up, read through it, you know, from front to back, or you can just sort of pick it up and just land somewhere and take a look at it. What I tried to do was show how, well, first of all, how big the Christmas story is. It's not just Luke 2 in the Bible. It's the story that really goes back to Genesis chapter 3 with the promise of a seed. And we see that coursing all the way through the Old Testament. Then we come to the New Testament and the great texts, you know, we all pull them out during Christmas time. But in addition to the biblical story and sort of that full biblical story of Christmas, I also tried to find some quotes from folks from church history, some of the early church fathers, some of the reformers, people like Charles Haddon Spurgeon, closer to our time, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and just try to put all that to some Christmas hymns, just try to put all that together. And then the good folks, again, at Ligonier, they came along and hired an artist and put some original artwork in there. So the idea is, here's the big story of Christmas, which all centers around Christ and his birth and what the incarnation means for us.
You know, I love that. And I'm gonna key into that, and I'm going to key into some of the questions. We, you know, sometimes as interviewers, we get questions, and you kind of know we're going to ask some of the directional questions. But me, one of the things they probably should have warned you about is I just ask additional questions. I want to know, what moved you to write the book? What did you think, like, I got to write this?
You know, I wanted something for my own family that was, again, more than just Luke 2 or an isolated prophecy like from Micah, you know, out of Bethlehem, or from Isaiah chapter 9. I wanted something that would show my kids as they saw this and they could look at this to see the full biblical story here, how really Christmas, and you know, the other thing goes past the Gospels. The New Testament epistles reflect back on Christ's birth. So I was looking around for a Christmas book that would do that. I just couldn't find one. And then my sort of trade is I'm a church historian. I love church history. I think we have a wonderful treasure of riches in our past that we could draw upon. So I wanted to throw in some quotes from some of the people like Martin Luther and some of the early church fathers. So I just had a hard time. I couldn't find a book that I wanted for my own family to use for Christmas. So I thought, well, maybe I'll try to put together one.
You know why I love that? Let me tell you, Dr. Steen, why I think that's even better than all the rest of the stuff in the sense of just typical questions. Because it tells everybody who's listening, you know, Dave, I wrote this book for my kids. And what people are going to hear is, hey, this is a book for my kids and for my family and for our heritage, for our past, to understand the connections. So the reason that you wrote it, the motivation, the purpose, and the leading of it, that process is something that all of us can appreciate. We all want to do that. And I think it's great that you responded to that and you gave it your all and did it for your kids. Let's talk about how in Ephesians 2:4 it states that Jesus is our peace, that Christ is our peace. How is he our peace? That's one of the questions that they want to bring up is, how is Jesus our peace?
Yeah, you know, I think this is what Christmas is all about, right? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And I start off in the book, I tell the story of the this wonderful story from World War I of the Christmas truce. It was sometimes referred to as a miracle, right? But here the troops are in the trenches with no man's land separating them, and they recognize it's Christmas Eve, and they call a 24-hour truce. And on Christmas Day, the soldiers come up from the different sides. They start exchanging photographs and food rations. They're playing soccer games, and they start singing Christmas carols together. You know, the Germans are singing good old songs from Luther, and the British and the French are singing Christmas carols. But then what happens, right? The 24 hours are up. They go back into the trenches, and the war starts up. And so we have this idea of peace, and Christmas is all about peace, but it's so elusive. The ultimate issue with humanity, our sort of ultimate condition, is that we really stand under God's wrath. You know, we can sugarcoat it. We can talk about economic conditions or social issues. The bottom line is sin is our problem, and the wrath of God is our problem. And along comes Christ, this child who identifies with us in his humanity, but is the God-man, and he is born to die. And this child will eventually live and then eventually go to the cross. And it is through his work on the cross that we can have peace with God. So this is truly the peace child. Christmas really is the beginning of the celebration of peace of God with us and the bringing of humanity back into fellowship with God.
Okay, first of all, great job on that. That was a great response. Really, really said that well. Let's talk about also this part, and I like this part. This was of all the things that I got in the notes, and whenever I get notes on, I'm not one of those guys that kind of like go, I look at it and then I toss it. I study them. I look at them. I really want to understand what's going on. And one of the notes came up in the topic of the distinction between the celebration of Christmas, not so much as a baby, but as rather the celebration of the incarnation of God from the forward. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we do at Christmas is we tend to sentimentalize it, right? So, oh, here's this cute little baby, and we make it all about the baby that is Christ, and we take what was probably a fairly harsh condition into which Jesus was born in the stable, and we have these sort of, romanticized visions of what that first Christmas was like, and we even have the idea that the babe in the manger, no crying he makes, right? So who's met a baby that's never cried before?
Never. I've never have ever in my life ever encountered that.
Yeah, so I think we tend to sentimentalize Christmas sometimes, especially culturally. So one of the things I think we need to do is sort of re-theologize Christmas to recognize this event for what it is. This is, angels will say, for unto us a child is born. But it is this child that is our redemption. And this child is fully human, but this is the God-man. This is the incarnation. This is God entering into our world entering into humanity and becoming flesh. So we got to be careful, I think, as we sometimes can sentimentalize Christmas, to remember what's going on here theologically.
Excellent, excellent point. Here's the couple of contact points. I want to make sure everybody gets this, because this is kind of good information. And by the way, I just want to say, nice job, Doc, on the book. Beautiful. It's a beautiful. It's a beautiful piece.
That was more the artwork and the layout. They just did a really nice job with all that.
I know, but you know, the content is there, and you provided that content, and it's great. It's done well. It looks beautiful. It's a perfect coffee table type of book, but it's one that declares the truth of Christ, and it declares what this mission is that Jesus had, and it doesn't. It's not a flower. Puff. I mean, you know, you talk about the manger scene and all the wise men are there. I don't know how they all got there that early, but that's a joke we'll talk about another time. But anyway, so the point is, the book is called Peace, Classic Readings for Christmas. You can get it at ligonier.org. And for those that don't know how to spell that, let me help you. ligonier.org. Or you can also call 800-435-4343. So that's pretty good, because you got 435-4343 with an 800 in front of it. You can also get this book on Amazon, can't you?
Yes.
And that's terrific. What a nice piece you've done. And let me just say, from KPRZ and from the listening audience, thank you. We appreciate that you contributed to Christmas, not in the fluff piece, been in a good, righteous, well-received, easy-to-read, easy-to-access type of piece that really brings the truth of the mission of Jesus Christ to heart and to mind, and moves it out of just, hey, let's buy presents, you know, kind of attitude.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. I really appreciate that. Thanks. You definitely caught what was my intention and the vision of this book, so thanks so much.
You got it. You'd have a terrific rest of the week, and a great weekend and a great holiday as well, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we've got a very interesting piece about the state of Texas and California. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience, brought to you by Golden Care Home Health, serving San Diego County, 760-828-5201. That's 760-828-5201.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Melody McDonald grew up right here in El Cajon with her 9 brothers and sisters. She is now a missionary in Albania, where less than 1% of the population follows Christ. Hi, I'm Colin McDonald. My sister always wanted to be a missionary, and after graduating from San Diego Christian College, she realized that dream by moving to Albania to start a children's ministry. Melody and her husband, Arione, are currently in San Diego raising support for their latest project, a church plant in an unreached Albanian city. This is where you can help. On Saturday, November 30th at 7 p.m., a group of talented musicians are hosting a benefit concert for Melody and Arione. The concert will be at Faith Bible Fellowship in Santee, 9971 Mission Gorge Road. You are invited to attend this special event. Together, we can help Melody and Arione bring the gospel to Albania. For more information, please visit online at benefitalbania.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us. I was supposed to say thank you for joining us. I didn't say that very well because I was so overwhelmed. Because who's back in the sound booth? It's Robo Producer, fresh off of his California Highway Patrol Wonder Experience. Welcome back, Robo Producer. Thanks for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just to let you know, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Testimonials from people just like you and I. Just go on to ExcaliburRoofing.com and you will see. Here's the dealios. Did you look outside? Have you looked outside? Do you have a roof? If you have any questions at all, call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You know, if you go to the Excalibur Roofing website, by the way, and you kind of peruse it and you figure it out, and you're like, hey, I'd like somebody to call me. You can fill out the Contact Us page. That doesn't hurt you. But here's the thing to remember. All estimates are free by Excalibur Roofing. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Watch this. And they will help you. Because every person that they work with, they feel there's a ministry that they're doing, and they do the best they can. Now, if you got a roof problem, they're not doing it for free. Okay? It's not the department of free. But it's the department of quality, commitment, and service. That you can count on. Isn't that good? That's a good one, right? I was like, well, they're going to do it for free? No, they're not. Unless you, if you're going to pay their mortgage, they may. Well, that's the way to say that. Okay. Get ready. And here we go.
Sounds like some of the drivers on the road yesterday.
That's a good line right there. Ladies and gentlemen, what's that all about? Let me tell you, why did I play that? Why did I play a whole sphere of wild and, you know, rowdy monkeys? The reason is because Texas evolution debate is back in the news. And, of course, CBS, can't stand Bible Christians, is taking the sides of evolutionists, calling all arguments moot because it's all scientific fact. A, it's called the theory of evolution. The last time I checked, and I could be wrong, a theory wasn't a fact. I got to check that, though, because, you know, the way that definitions change nowadays, who knew? Who knew? B, it takes more faith to believe in evolution than it does believe in God. Now, let's just talk about this from a very short, practical point of view. Not only did we have to come from a little piece of pus that came out of the water, but with that little piece of pus, there had to be another piece of pus that was uniquely designed for the two of them to get together to create a third piece of pus, which then had to be able to create a fourth piece of pus to create a fifth piece. Really? I think it takes more faith to believe that than it does to believe that God created the universe. It takes more faith to believe that there are all of these statistical possibilities that this all happened at the exact same time, and then new creatures created new... How did that happen? Nobody seems to really bother with that. Doesn't that take a lot of faith to believe it? It's easier to believe an alien came and put people on the planet. Oh, wait. Oh, I get it. Oh, and Jesus said, I'm not from this world? Oh, wait. But here's the real point. Heather comes walking in. What, is he saying that on radio? Yes. Here's the real part. Why? Did you hear that? Aha! You don't get that without some good Jewish training. Trust me. Aha! Why do people want to believe in evolution? Aha! Because then there's no accountability to a God. They don't have to be responsible for their actions. They're just simply acting out of their natural distinctiveness. In fact, what it really means is that there's just no accountability, so you can play all you want. Here's the real problem with that. It ain't true. When you die, you will face God. Whether you think you will or not is a moot point. You will. Doesn't matter. Oh, no, I won't, Dave. Want to bet? Because you're going to bet your eternity on that bet. Just remember, when you take that bet, you're betting your eternity.
Lord help you if you're wrong.
Oh, man. That's a famous saying. If we're wrong, all the Christians are wrong. No big deal. If you guys are wrong, uh-oh. Here's the bottom line. You better make sure. Because at some point, if the Lord does not return, you will face death. If there's a cessation, you have no issues. If there's not, big issues. Big. Huge. Huge. Let's keep in mind what we're talking about here. Texas evolution debate is back. Yeah, debate it all you want. Go ahead. Yeah, just debate all you want. But the bottom line is, if as parents and grandparents and leaders, we don't teach people that there's an accountability, we're going to become accountable. So let's just do our job, and if they reject, they reject. After all, the best thing you can say when somebody's that ferocious against you is, gee, I'm sorry God didn't choose you. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we've got some corporate news. Corporate news, and at 3:30, we've got a very exciting program that we're supporting that has to do with the Rock Church and kids and toys. Oh, boy. We'll be right back.
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.